For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After 23 years at CBS, CEO Les Moonves is leaving, effective immediately. His departure comes amid new sexual misconduct charges by six more women reported in The New Yorker. L.A. Times reporter Meg James.
All of these women were in a work setting, and they were sort of stunned by what they described to be very aggressive passes, forcible kissing, and in one case went to the Los Angeles Police Department. She said that Moonves forced her to perform oral sex on him.
Moonves denies the allegations that he calls appalling. An independent investigation is underway and will determine Moonves' final severance payout. CBS says $20 million is being donated to organizations supporting the Me Too movement. You're listening to USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After 23 years at CBS, CEO Les Moonves is leaving, effective immediately. His departure comes amid new sexual misconduct charges by six more women reported in The New Yorker. L.A. Times reporter Meg James.
All of these women were in a work setting, and they were sort of stunned by what they described to be very aggressive passes, forcible kissing, and in one case went to the Los Angeles Police Department. She said that Moonves forced her to perform oral sex on him.
Moonves denies the allegations that he calls appalling. An independent investigation is underway and will determine Moonves' final severance payout. CBS says $20 million is being donated to organizations supporting the Me Too movement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A new report suggests a top federal agency may be understaffed. And USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
A report claiming the EPA's lost around 1,600 employees in the 18 months since President Trump took office. The Washington Post report is 400 people were hired over that period, but still the agency's employment is at its lowest point since the 1980s. Acting EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says, though, the focus is on quality hires and not total staffing levels. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Florence's winds have strengthened to 85 miles per hour. Meteorologist Tom Sater says the water is hot enough.
So that's going to be fuel for the system to really fire up and possibly strengthen overnight tonight to a major category. That's category 3, 4, or possibly 5. That's not out of the realm here.
Florence could make landfall on the southeast coast late Thursday or Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A girl in Mississippi is crowned homecoming queen, then she scores big with the football team. Here's more on the story from USA's Rick Vincent.
It was quite the Friday night for Kaylee Foster, a senior at Ocean Springs High School in Mississippi. First, she was crowned homecoming queen during halftime. Then she kicked the game-winning extra point to beat the George County Rebels. Foster says her teammates were confident she could pull it off.
Zach King, the holder, he looks at me and he's like, "It's okay, Kaylee, like, just kick it like you always do, like it's okay."